It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Injury updates, Robert?
Yeah, Mekhi will get evaluated. Cashman had a hamstring. Joyner, obviously, he's going to get evaluated. Punter's going to be evaluated. So a lot of evaluations.
And Joyner, are they injuries that you're worried about being significant?
I don't have an answer for that right now.
We talked to you a number of times in training camp about the protection, some of the issues that we saw in those practices, and if it was going to translate to the field. You had said you weren't worried back then. After you saw what you did today, is the concern amped up, and what kind of led to those issues in protection?
There's a lot of things that are involved in protection. I'm never going to just blame the offensive line, especially when you look at the first half. When a lot of those breakdowns happened, there's route running, there's quarterback getting rid of the football, there is protection, obviously. And then there's credit to those guys. They get paid too, and they won some one-on-ones and did some things schematically that were pretty darn good. But at the end of the day, you're right, protection's got to hold up. But it's a collective effort, not just solely on the offensive line.
Robert, what did you think of Les Acton?
The entire group in general on offense, that first half, there were so many missed opportunities. A lot of drop balls, had a couple of explosives potential explosives that resulted in drops. Even in the run game, just not getting the push and the edges that we'd been accustomed to getting during training camp and preseason games. But they settled down, came back in the second half. I thought they did a really nice job, showed resolve. He made plays in the second half with his off schedule. He made plays in the pocket and had a chance there at the end. We just couldn't get the ball back.
How do you feel about how the defense played, Robert?
Same thing. That first half was a little rough with a lot of leaky yardage, but had a great red zone stand right there where we got the takeaway. But second half, I thought they came out and stood up to the challenge. The challenge at halftime, just keep getting our offense the ball. Just keep giving them opportunities. They'll flip it. And I thought the guys showed resolve. I thought Brick did a great job with his halftime adjustments. And I thought the offense responded and made a game out of it.
Just the first half, you people allowed 272 yards. But in the second half, they only allowed 115. So what adjustments were made that allowed the defense to play a little bit better?
Appreciate the question, DJ. I'm going to keep that one in the locker room, but I appreciate that, though.
Zach was up a big hit late on that snap, and then two plays later, he came back and threw that touchdown pass. What did he show you in that season?
The same thing he's showing on his college tape. The kid's been hit before. He took some shots today, obviously, but he got back up. He showed resolve, and he's fearless. He really is, and he's only going to get better from this. His numbers could have been even, again, collective, right? I mean, there's so many missed opportunities, even on his end with regards to just letting it rip and getting the ball out. And even on his interception, just didn't put the zip that he needed to put on it. Worst case scenario, his corner was in great shape. He probably would have batted it down anyway. But he tossed up a lollipop, So it's a lot of great things for him to learn off of. And we're still really excited about him. I believe we got a good one.
Just before the game, the two inside linebackers for the Panthers, they changed their numbers to single digits. I know, obviously, there are two players that Zach calls out a lot of the time based on where they're lined up. Could that have led to any of the issues from the pressure that was coming up the middle? Because those guys seem to get in a little bit just from a different visual.
No, not at all. It's that one's easy because it's not necessarily based on numbers in those situations. It's based off safety rotation and all that stuff. So.
Are you okay with them doing that, Robert? Do you see any problem with them doing that?
No, not at all.
What happened on the
Off the turnover, sudden change opportunity, obvious shot, just right there, with the when you're back, you're back, and we allowed it to get behind the defense, so we could be a lot better from a technique standpoint, but that one is we got to be better as coaches, we got to be better as players in those situations. So
you mentioned the there being a number of things that contribute to the protection breakdowns, so routes, throwing, Zach's got to rid of the ball, and then the protection as well. After a game like this, though, do you have to go back to the drawing board with all of that to try to fix it?
Well,
it,
you, no. You know, that's not necessarily the answer. The answer is we got one answer is that we first got to look at is, can we be better at our technique? Can we be better at our communication? Can we be better at our route running? Can the quarterback be better at getting the ball out? Is it schematic? Is it personnel? Is it play calling? Is it, what is it? And my guess is going to be that there's a chance for us to not only be better as coaches in the way we coach it, but there's going to be better, we can be better as players in execution. And it's all around. It's just not one group. It's just not one player. And I know we'll get better from it.
With such a young team, how do you prevent them, you know, just from not having gone through something like this? Maybe their confidence gets shaken at all?
I don't think so. This was knew this was going to go to the fourth quarter. I knew this was going to be one, I think we all did, knew this was going to be a one possession game, and we're going to get these opportunities all season. This is a team that's got grit. It's a team that's got fight. It's a team that's got resolve, and it's a team that's going to show up in the fourth quarter in one score games, and whether or not we can close the door and make these plays to win these football games is going to be the difference between whether we win or lose. And unfortunately, obviously credit to them, with the way they played, but we're going to be staring at this again. We're going to be staring at these opportunities, and what can we learn from today's tape, and how can we get better to make sure that when we're faced with these one score opportunities, we make the plays necessary to win the game.
Take a couple more.
Carter, what can you say about the job that Amendola did?
Oh man, terrific job by him. Thought he punted the heck out of it for, I mean, not really practicing it. Showed no pale face or anything. He just stepped right in and did a really good job. So hats off to him, and wish we could have got him a field goal up in there somewhere, but thought he did a great job.
Why Fant over Moses at right tackle?
You know, both of them, I'm going to knock on wood, because we've got three starters at tackle when teams are begging for just one. And both of them deserve to be playing. Both of them deserve to be starting. But, you know, George had just shown a little bit more. Doesn't mean that Morgan showed less. It just meant George was just showed a little bit more in terms of what we could ask him to do. But yeah, so we're, you know, it's not a knock on Morgan. You know, he could very well be out there next week. So,
DJ,
how did you think your corners held up in coverage today?
I thought they did a good job. You know, there's you know, we had the one with Goodry on the goal ball. I think it was the DJ Moore on the left sideline, offensive left, but that was the big one in terms of just one-on-one. And even then, I thought he was in really good position. He's just got to go up and make the play somehow. But again, credit to him. Like, if we give up those, I can live with that. That was a hard catch. It was a great job by him getting his feet down. It was a great job by the young man making that play. But and we trust that if we're in those situations again, we'll be all right. You know. Hall had an opportunity on Robbie Anderson on a couple go balls. You saw Michael Carter had an opportunity on a slot fade. And you have the one thing that they've got to get better at is their zone coverage awareness. We gave up a couple with bad zone eyes, a couple of explosives on the sideline. But those are things that can be fixable, that can be fixed. But, I mean, shoot, Goodry had that monster tackle on McCaffrey towards the end of the game to get us off the field on a Cherokee concept. But it's I thought they did a good job. Things to learn off of them.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.